Man, this Sharon Moore story. Oof. There are rumors floating around that I am not going to touch right now. Y'all can go look them up for yourself. That would be irresponsible.
It's just tragic for everybody involved.
It
because
is tragic.
The into, they're still
it's
a family and children right now. Yeah.
Yeah. He has a family. There's other people that may be involved that have family. I mean, this is not good. But what we do know right now is that he was dismissed from Michigan today for cause, and that about an hour ago it was released that he's being detained by police for an investigation into potential crimes. Wow. And what those crimes are, I have no idea. But it is not looking good. It is not looking good. I want to get into this Mike Yastrzemski signing with O here in a minute, but I did ask if anybody else that couldn't get through before wanted to weigh in on the Falcons, the Raheem Morris situation. What do you feel if he comes back next year? Ray McLeod causing a stir on Instagram, posting that, among other things, that it was not for performance-related reasons that he was let go, and then he posted a long IG message about how he's feeling right now with being cut from two different teams in the same season. And then the cherry on top is sort of in mass, there's been Falcons players, including our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., that have shown up in support in the comments section. So this thing is getting ugly fast. Curtis wants to weigh in. Curtis, go ahead.
Hey, Chris, I have never been fired from a job because when my boss told me I need to do better, I didn't just tell him I was going to do better. I performed. And I'm trusting that Arthur Blank being a businessman, because all we've heard every week is, oh, we got to get back and we got to do better. We got to improve. And nothing's changing. We're doing the same thing over and over, which is the definition of insanity.
Curtis, I appreciate it as always. Oren, how many times have I asked you to repeat
so
that
many
definition?
Times, Chris. You've asked me like an insane amount of times, thinking that the definition will change for the definition of insanity. It is not.
And it's good that Curtis has brought it up again, because he's right. The definition of insanity is
repeating the same action over and over again and expecting a different result.
Thank you. And by keeping Raheem Morris, well, I'll let you finish that sentence yourselves out there in Radioland. Steve is up next. Steve.
Raheem Morris. The Falcons let him go at the end of the season. Who's going to hire him? No one.
No.
So why is he here? And for the Michigan coach, when he took the job, they told him if he didn't win, what was going to happen.
Well, Steve, I appreciate the call. I mean, Oren, this has nothing to do with
I don't think
this is not performance. Unlike Ray McLeod, this actually has nothing to do
with performance
reasons. He didn't
get fired
because
he won nine games this
year. Yeah.
No,
I mean, they weren't
it.
Good, but they have a quarterback there, it looks like, at least, and they got some pieces. But, no, this has everything to do with the alleged crimes.
To quote Ray McLeod, this was not performance-based.
No, it was not. And this has everything to do with, again, he's now alleged to have, at the very least, had an improper relationship with a staffer. And as more information continues to leak out, nothing official yet, looks like it could potentially be worse than that. So, yeah, that's the only reason he's not in a job right now. It has nothing to do. I mean, maybe they were thinking about it and this just made them, you know, snap their fingers, no brainer. But at the same time, Steve, it's not because he won nine games this year. It's because it looks like there are some very serious things that could be facing him in the near future. All right, 404-726-0929. If you want to weigh in on the Falcons, if you want to weigh in on Sharon Moore, whatever you'd like is on the table. But, Oren, let's dive in here, because Mike Yastrzemski, if you missed it, was just signed by the Braves for 2 years, $23 million, with a third-year player option.
Danny Vietti said there's some, you know, the bigger-name guys maybe aren't on the Braves' radar, but guys like Mike Yastrzemski is one of those ones, those names that could pop up and can contribute and help this team.
It makes me think. Because he's a right fielder.
He is.
And he's played a lot of games. Like his, I'm looking at his baseball reference right now. 107, 139, 148, 106, 140, 146.
Is he one of those lovely, his splits against right-handed and left-handed pitching are drastically different?
Let's look at those out. I don't know. Yeah, that would be, if you could get those numbers for me, that'd be very interesting. But what I think is interesting about this is the potential for...
They're not great either way.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, he's a career, like, 235 hitter. He's good. Again, his slash lines are... He's good for about 235, 240, about 15 home runs, about 50 RBIs. He doesn't steal any bases. He walks a decent amount. He doesn't strike out an astronomical amount, which is good. He's got a career 772 OPS.
So him being a lefty, he hits right-handed pitching much better than he hits left-handed pitching. So but that's not saying a whole lot because his splits are like left-handed pitching last year was 138. Right-handed pitching he hit 256. So
I mean he's
and
not
809 OPS against right-handed. That's a little bit better with the OPS.
I mean 2 years, $11 million a year. He's not coming in to be a starter.
No,
I mean,
that's not starter money. Absolutely
no,
not.
No, that's a really not. Again, I like what they're Oren. I like what they're doing so far.
And again, you don't need outfield starters right
no,
now.
No,
you don't need outfield starters.
So now your two main bench pieces are very strong.
Yeah.
In Mauricio Dubon, who better not start, otherwise I'm going to throw a chair.
Got a gold glove last year
as a utility
man.
Infielder. Exactly. So let's make sure we do that. Double A, Walt Weiss, thank you, instead of making him your full-time shortstop, which, again, I'm going to throw a chair, and Oren can record it if that happens.
We will turn it over to HR as soon as it's done, yes.
Yeah, exactly. let's see if I can put a dent in the double pane glass that separates us. In all seriousness, though, what I like about this, now you have a really strong start to your bench. And it also allows for what I think is going to be, guys, it sucks, but it's the fact of the matter. Ronald Acuña Jr., in my opinion, needs to play a healthy amount of DH next year. You got to keep him healthy at this point. You can't have catastrophic injuries anymore. He's had too many. I don't think he can afford one or two more. So you got to keep him healthy, but you also got to keep his bat in the lineup. And I think taking him out of the outfield a couple of times a week is the exact perfect way to do that. And Yastrzemski's the perfect guy to switch around and put him in there because he gets, Oren, he averages in the high 300 plate appearances a year.
So let me ask you this, Chris. What is more important to you? Ronald being able to steal more bases this year, or having the opportunity to steal more bases this year, or Ronald getting a couple cool putouts or cool catches in the outfield?
Ronald playing baseball games is my answer to that question.
Okay, fair enough.
Ronald Acuña
Both
Jr.
of those things are
playing
in a baseball game.
Baseball
yes.
games would be my answer to that. So.
No, I said because I think the Braves this year want to see Ronald kind of become the old Ronald that he was offensively. Like, I don't think they're worried about where he is or what he could become defensively. That's not the concern, and even more so, like the times he's gotten hurt. The last time he got hurt was a, you know, freak knee injury on the bait, you know, in the outfield. So, if they can find a way to minimize the risk,
well, let me ask
of
you
not
this.
Him of him not being the previous offensive player that he was before. They're going to do that.
Is
yeah.
it a freak injury if it happens multiple times?
If it happens multiple times in both knees, yes. If it happens multiple times in the same knee, no.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, look at Michael Penix now.
But what ends up happening, though, sometimes is that you hurt that one leg, you hurt that one knee, and, you know, you overcompensate. You don't think it's as strong as it needs to be. And sometimes you put extra strain on the other leg or the other knee, and then sometimes that's what happens. But
well, this would be the year that this is the equivalent season of the season he won MVP.
Yeah, he's down there right now in South America, or I think it's South America right now, playing ball down there, killing it right now, hitting the cover off the baseball down there. That's what he did, and I saw that off year before he was the 40-70 dude and winning the MVP. So all signs point to it being like that, but I don't want to have what happens after this year happen again.
My biggest concern right now, they're not going to pony up for a pitcher, and they need one. And they're going to try to convince us that Hurston Waldrop and another year of Spencer Strider getting right and Chris Sale anchoring the rotation is good enough.
I still think And you read all the ESPN articles and the prognosticators and the Jeff Passons and those guys. I think the big move for the Braves, and I say big, I'm going to say big in quotation marks, big move for the Braves this offseason is not going to be a free agent signing. I think it's going to be along the same lines of when you landed Chris Sale. I think it's going to be a trade with somebody. Somebody who maybe not Chris Sale-like in terms of a guy who you don't exactly know what you're going to be getting from a health standpoint. But whether it be, you know, a big-time shortstop from somewhere, and I say big-time again in quotation marks, a starter at shortstop or another arm in the rotation arm or a shutdown bullpen arm.
Let me ask you this before we catch a break. Either through trading and acquiring it or signing it, do the Braves get a triple-digit contract this offseason?
Triple-digit?
Meaning $100 million or more in total value. Either by acquiring a player that already has one or by signing a free agent to one.
Is it triple digits as in money that's still owed or triple digit as the original value of the contract?
I'll even say original value.
Okay, original value.
Ugh. Isn't that sad that that's your, right? That's the point of asking.
Is there a pitcher out there, a starter that signed a $100 million deal that could end up here in Atlanta? Is there, because we're talking about two positions right now that have yet to be filled for this team. Two positions of need, and that's shortstop, and that's a starting pitcher or pitcher. And I don't know if they're – I see them looking for somebody rather than being the $100 million player. I see them signing somebody who they have – arbitration control of for the next 3 to 4 years.
So they're not getting Framber Valdez?
No, I don't think Framber Valdez
they're not,
is not
they're not getting all. Ranger Suarez.
Not getting Ranger Suarez. None of those
they're
two.
They're not getting Michael King.
Not getting Michael King, no.
Not getting Zach Gallen.
I thought I saw Gallen was rumored to be going somewhere earlier this week, but maybe not. But no Zach Gallen.
He hasn't signed yet. The only one that signed is Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
And that was never going to happen.
No.
Because he signed that massive.
I mean, they wouldn't even trade for Dylan Cease, so they're not going to sign him now.
So the guys you're looking at then, Oren, Chris Bassett, Merrill Kelly, Zach Eflin, Kyle Hendricks, who's 36, Miles Michaelis.
Mike Johnson had a great point today, and that was this rotation right now does not have – and not to say that, you know, Bryce Elder's not that dude, but a guy who
No,
just,
Bryce Elder's not that dude.
Well, he's not that dude. But he is a dude in the sense that, hey, man, good or bad, we just need you to throw six innings today. Can one of those guys that you just listed be a, hey, like, good or bad?
Chris Bassett's that kind of guy.
We need you to
But he's 37.
We need six innings from you today.
Yeah.
If you can just, hey, keep the ball in play. Don't let them hit it out the ballpark today. We'll do what we can, and maybe we can trust our offense. This will be the day that we give you seven runs, and you give up five, and we win this ball game like that.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of those guys are out there. Merrill Kelly, Chris Bassett, Zach Eflin. They sort of fit that category.
I still think that they have so much faith right now in their top-of-the-rotation guys like Sale. They believe in Strider's going to have a bounce back year. When Schwellenbach was good last year, he was really, really, really good.
Okay, I'm not about to yell at you, so let's not get that mistaken. They never finish out the rotation, though.
They never
Oren.
Does. That's always
they
the back.
They never
year.
Finish out the rotation. You can have a top three all you want. It's a 162 bleeping game season. You need a full starting staff of competent pitchers. The last two can't be dudes that are 20 years old that are throwing their first Didier Fuentes's of the world.
Oh, God.
Or 38-year-old Jake Odorizzi and his 89-mile-an-hour fastball. I mean, that can't be your fourth and fifth starters every year. It can't be.
How much do you trust in the fact, then, that AA believes that what happened last year and losing all of your starting rotation is not going to happen this year. If that's the sort of idea
he shouldn't
he's going
think
with.
That, like, even if he is, he shouldn't, because the players that are there are clearly showing you they can't stay healthy.
Like, I saw a report today or yesterday, where they talked about Grant Holmes said his stuff is better now than what it was before the injury.
Okay, but he's hanging on by a thread right now.
He still has
by
a
not
busted
having,
elbow, yeah.
Yeah, he's not having the surgery, so he's, like, you know.
One wrong kind of twinge
exactly.
or pull or something.
He
and
goes
that,
to
there
throw
goes.
A changeup, and then the next thing you know, his elbow's hanging off his shoulder. That's the problem. All right, we'll let you hear from Raheem Morris next. Also, if you didn't get through on the phones, 404-726-0929. What is your instant reaction if Raheem Morris comes back next year? And also, what are your thoughts going on with this Ray-Ray McCloud Instagram situation? Not a good look when current Falcons players are commenting support in his comments section, 404-726-0929. All that more in a busy 9 o'clock hour next.